This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Ches Sif Beis. Before we begin, if I may, just a public service announcement. Many of you may have heard our Beis Medrash, our Torah Center, is having its annual campaign this weekend, beginning Matzoy Shabbos, for 48 hours. If anybody would like to be Mishtatef, it would give us tremendous chizuk. Better yet, if anyone is even able to make a team page and expand our ability to support the Beis Medrash, Tavei Aleichem Bracha. Okay, we're learning Simen Lamed Ches, Sif Beis. We just saw in Sif Aleph that somebody who has intestinal distress is pater from tefillin, even without pain. Other sick people, if they're mitztayer, they're pater. When it comes to choyle meyayim, you cannot be machmer and put on the tefillin. When it comes to other illnesses, if you want to be machmer, even though your mind may be distracted, it is permitted. So how about a guy, Sif Beis, Mishabari Loi Sheni Yachal Esbala B'lai HaFacha, one who is certain that he can't daven without passing gas. Mutav Sheyaver Zman HaTfilo Mimash Yisbala B'lai Gufnaki. It's better to let davening pass. So you'll say, what do you mean? I understand he can't wear tefillin, but why can't he daven? Why can't a person daven if he's going to be mefiach, if he's going to pass gas? So we'll see that this doesn't necessarily apply to Kriya Shema. This is specific to Shemana Esrei. Then, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Misha Barilai. La'afukim eni yodeh bever, bevadeh en levata afilo tu b'tzir mershamzah. If someone's just masupik, then he should not be mevatel tefillah because maybe he'll be mefiach. But lehispalel, says Mishnah Berurah, davka tefillah, davka shman esrei, mishum du ka'imid lefnei ha-melech, ugenai hu lamed lehispalel al das sheyivsik be'emtzat sheyich la'reach. And it's disparaging if he's going to daven with the plan that he'll have to pause when he's mefiach until the smell dissipates. Now, what if somebody has an illness that he's constantly passing gas? And he knows for sure he will. So then what? He should never daven? So in Simon Pace of Katandala, the Dershu quotes, it's mutter for him to daven. Because passing gas is only an Isser Drabanan. Because it's a Reach Rasha in Bo Iker. It's Doicha. So a Kriya Shema, which is Doiraisa, or Tefillah, which is Mitzvah Derabim, is Doicha that. However, at the time he is being Meifiach, Pri Chadash says he should stop. What about Tefillin? Because Tefillin, it's a bigger issue to pass gas. The Prima Gadim is Masupik. In other words, let's say somebody has an illness, that he's constantly going to be Meifiach. So, Legabe Kriya Shema, which is Doiraisa, he should say Shema. Legabe Tefillah, which is Mitzvah Derabim, then he should daven. That's interesting. Well, what if somebody is not davening with the minyan? He lives in Idaho. So he's not. It's not a Mitzvah Derabim. So then maybe he shouldn't daven. And regarding Tefillin, the Prima Gadim is Masupik. But again, this is somebody who constantly is passing gas. So this is, by the way, toichachas megula for average regular person who one day is not feeling well. Don't be machmer. I'm going to put on the tefillin and daven at the regular time. It's more important to have a gufnaki than to, in other words, the avoida that's required is to focus on the gufnaki. This, we were just talking about somebody who has some kind of constant illness. Someone's talking. I don't. My volume is too low, so I don't hear if somebody's asking something. No. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Avol Kriya Shema uber chaseh mutter ach beli tefillin. But if someone is a chayla, so he can't daven if he knows he's going to be mefiach. but Kriya Shema and the brachos is permitted. In other words, Tefillah is oymed lefnei hamelech, so then it's a genai. Kriya Shema is not oymed lefnei hamelech, so therefore, and the brachas as well. Okay, the Mechaber continues, v'im yeira alai, shayucha lahamed atzmai, beguf naki, b'shas Kriya Shema. If a person will seize that he could, if a person believes he could control himself during Shema, yaniach tefillin bein ahava l'kriya Shema v'yivarech, he should make put on tefillin between Ahava and Kriya Shema, and make a bracha. Says Mishnah Berurah b'shas Kriya Shema ein l'kamen simpei Mishnah Berurah kishom yivarech hakol be'ez Hashem. We'll get more into this in detail. V'yivarech v'yikurem Shema v'yachar kach yichaltz, and then you should take them off. The Dirshu brings that what about somebody cannot control themselves and they're going to be mefiach? The problem is it's not a type of hafacha that's going to produce a reach ra that the people next to them are not able to daven. So this guy knows he's going to be mefiach. But it's pretty embarrassing for him not to take off his tefillin. I mean, what's he supposed to do? Take off his tefillin publicly? It's a busha. So the Minchas Yitzchok says, "Alt kavod abriyos," he could put on his tefillin, but put them a little bit off kilter, you know. Put it off to the side. This way, it's not considered b'mekaymam. And then b'shas kriya shema tefillah yobashon karai. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Yadesh and Yachalatz Atzma Lafiach Ela B'chdesh Yuchalachleitz Hashalroish. Let's say a person knows they're going to be mefiach, and they're not going to have enough time to take off both tefillin. They'll only be able to take off the shalroish. Afilu Hachi Mutal Niach Lachila Shneim. You could put on both of them. Ken Katzal Magen Avram. That's what the Magen Avram writes, but the Prima Gadim questions whether you could put on the tefillin if you don't think you could get them both off in time. Sif Gimel, Noshim va'avadim peturim mitfillin. Women, slaves, are exempt from tum v'neishu mitzvah saseh shazman grama, so therefore they're pater. Hagah, says Ramav, im ha'noshim roitzim l'hachmer al atzan moichin biyadim. If women want to wear a tefillin, we protest. Why? Sif says Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Nashim v'tumtum androgynous chayv mitfillin misafik kachala mitzvais shazman grama. Why is tefillin zman grama? Now this is a big question. Does Shabbos and Yom Tov lav zman tefillin? Shabbos and Yom Tov is not a zman tefillin. Notice he didn't say Laila is not a zman tefillin. Maybe Laila is a zman tefillin. Midday Raisa. Hanoshim. I'm from Gan Shua Din L'Inyan Avadim. If Avadim want to wear tefillin, we also protest. V'ayim b'sefer tois v'shabbos goes v'hed yo lehepach, that we don't protest. V'ayim b'sefer tois v'shayim. Moichim b'yadim. Okay. So here we come to a very interesting machloikis, Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. That's not pointed out here in the Dirshu, but it's kedai to speak out. Why do we not allow women to wear tefillin? Mibnei shetzrichin guf naki, because tefillin requires a clean body. V'noshim ein zrius lizar. Women will not be zaris to be careful to have a guf naki. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a more politically correct way to say this. And that doesn't mean it's correct, but it's more politically correct. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah is basically saying men could control themselves, women can't. Why? You know, women have different biological systems. Women have different chemistry. Aruch HaShulchan says that, you know, if somebody ever asks you, you should have the Aruch HaShulchan in your back pocket. Aruch HaShulchan says, Avada, women could be just as careful as men. Okay, we're not disparaging them at all. They could be just as careful. But even by men, you know, we used to wear tefillin all day, but we don't because we can't be careful. So why do we wear tefillin at all? Because we have to. We don't have a choice. So we have to take the chance. You know, we have to take the risk. It's not that we could be more careful. It's not that maybe women could be more careful. But women, because they're not obligated, are now to take the chance. We're obligated. We have to take the chance. Women are not obligated, so they're not allowed to take the chance. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan says it. In other words, not that the Mishnah Berurah says men could be more careful than women. That might be true, and that, you know, but that doesn't mean that's the answer you need to give, depending on who's asking the question. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's because they shouldn't take a chance. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, here's the deal. We're going to hold it over here, but the summer, there are going to be days that we can't get together, and I don't want to fall behind. So, can we get together tomorrow morning, Friday? Because in advance, there are going to be days in the summer that I'm not able to do. So, it's 9 o'clock. Plenty of time for Rabbi Yeager to join us Friday afternoon. And, okay, so Friday. It won't be the next Friday, but this tomorrow, let's go weiter. We'll see if we could gain some ground that way, okay? Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.